Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Grace is God's active presence in your life. Mercy is that God wishes always, without any changes, without getting tired, without deciding not to do it some days, to give his grace to us. Mercy is constant. Thy mercy endureth forever. You could think of mercy as God loving us, and he doesn't cease to love us. He doesn't diminish in loving us. But his active presence in our life can be more or less depending on us and depending on him. So he gives grace according to our capacity, first of all, and we, second of all, then must be increasing our capacity. So we're responsible to make ourselves an open vessel for God so that his grace would pour in. And even if we make ourselves an open vessel, he still, because he's God and can choose to do what he wishes, sometimes gives people great grace in a certain area, certain abilities, for instance. I've been reading the life of St. Paisios the Athenite, and he was truly a vessel of grace. But some of the things that he did were because God gave him abilities far beyond normal men. He could work all day in heavy manual labor, and then he, because he would never give himself any break, would be up all night doing prayer, doing prostrations, 5,000 prostrations. You just try to do 50 and you see what 5,000 would be like. This is a supernatural power given by God visiting Paisios with grace so that he could do the work of 10 men. But he also was given grace because he was receptive. And so he had really an incredible love for people, and such that he could talk to anybody. He talked to priests and monks and lay people and unbelievers and people who were thought that they were really smart and university people didn't believe in God. He talked kindly to many homosexuals, and they found their way out of that lifestyle. He was able to talk to anybody with great love. And that's not just because God pushed some grace in him. That's because he was open because of his great love for God and love for man. And so as his vessel increased, then God gave more grace. Obviously, grace is not some sort of thing that you can measure, like you pour it into a measuring cup here. This is a liter of grace. This is 2 liters of grace. But we're using these kinds of expressions as far as more grace because we don't really have any other way to describe. God visits his people, and he visits his people that are more receptive to him more with his grace. And his grace is his energy coming into us and helping us in all things.